Google's taking 20 separate products and saying all these products will share data with each other. The Federal Trade Commission has emphasize that changes in privacy policies deserve customer choice. In this case, Google is saying that the new policy will apply to everyone. Now the choice is use Google or don't use Google. If you use Google, all the lines of business will have the personal information pulled together.
And is there anything to like about the new policy? Google says that its new policy will mean innovations, and it will be able to, quote, tell you when you'll be late for a meeting based on your location, local traffic conditions.
So data provides convenience. Data also helps marketers. The big question for Google and Facebook and the other big online people is, when do you pull all the information together and how do you monetize that? Some people signed up for Gmail and they didn't think that it would be linked to their Google Docs or to their calendar or to their search. Now those things will be linked together as long as you're using your Google products.
Will other companies be going the way of Google? Will they be adopting similar policies?
In many ways, other companies already have. Facebook didn't start with 20 products. They started with all your data being collected together in one place. One reason for Google's change is to compete with Facebook in the social space. Google wants to have insight into your social relationships in much the way that Facebook already does.
Where is it all headed? I mean, right. A lot of people are crying Big Brother, too much info gathering, and they're feeling violated.
Well, the Obama administration announced a major initiative just last week to have a Consumer Bill of Rights for privacy. Europe already has stricter privacy laws than the United States. They're taking additional big steps to make it stricter. For instance, in Europe, they're saying you have to have affirmative consent before they even put a cookie on your browsing. That would really change a lot of the internet models we've seen up till now.
Is this a policy goal of the administration?
The administration is trying to find ways to promote innovation and also give users basic choice over how their data is handled online.
If two companies merge, will the Federal Trade Commission step in and make sure privacy protections are in place?
The FTC already has enforced privacy protections at the time of merger if the merger would violate a privacy promise. For instance, when companies go bankrupt, sometimes they've made promises that their data will not be used in certain ways. The FTC stands there and says, we're going to enforce those privacy promises.
Are you using Google still?
I usually don't sign in when I'm doing my search. Some people love the convenience of getting suggestions for search. On the other hand, I don't keep a long history file. One of the big battles right now is, will there be a do not track approach? Will there be some way that people can say, I don't want to play with this data gathering? That's hard to do on the internet today. You have the choice to say, do not call to your dinner table. The big battle is, what's it going to mean to have do not track when you're on the internet?